you certainly know what that song means. That's right. It's another episode right here on Fox News Radio, 99.1 FM Talk, our flagship of Bookhound, brought to you by LaRue Press and hosted by none other than Jan Hermsen. We're really excited today. We have a couple very special guests. We're going to kick it off with one of my favorites and no stranger to Fox News. That's Janie Johnson, who is not only an author, but a great author here in Nevada. And she has a couple new books out. I'll tell you about the very first one that I had the opportunity to read. It's called Don't Take My Lemonade Stand. It's an American philosophy, a prescription for our corrupt, rigid, flawed, and squeezed political system. Let's go to the host of this show, Jan Hermsen.
Thanks so much, and welcome, Janie. We're honored to have you here today.
Thanks for having me, Jan and Eddie.
Yeah, absolutely. Janie, for those people who may have been living in a cave in the last few months, how about a little personalization of Bookhound right here? Janie Johnson, a little bit about yourself and what really, truly led you to write your very first book. And now we're looking at your second book sitting right here on the set in front of a live audience at Reno Town Mall.
Thank you, Eddie. Although I have an English degree from UCLA, I am a housewife, a concierge. You know, I kind of run the house with my four boys in Gardnerville in Carson Valley. But I didn't ever have a desire to write a book. But when my 10-year-old son asked me, how do you know who to vote for? I answered him, whoever makes government smaller, whoever gives less money to the government. But as our children like to do, he stared at me with those big brown eyes and said, why? I'm like, yeah. Why? We have principles. Freedom isn't free. And the story of the Tea Party and all these things flashed through my mind. And he continued to stare at me. Mm-hmm. And then I decided right then and there I needed to better answer his question. And one more of my boy's questions led to another question. And then there you had it. I had to be that parent who wanted to teach our kids our values and why America was great. And that is, don't take my lemonade stand. You know, to help other parents teach their kids so they can live and keep their American dream alive.
You know, I did have the opportunity to read part of your book, which was very interesting. And I actually have grandchildren ranging from ages of 3 to like 11. Well, she'll be 11. She likes to think she's 11. How can my daughters use your book to help them to educate their children? Or how can I, maybe?
It's written in the fact that I have four kids, and all four of my boys learn to read differently. Mm-hmm. And with my three older boys, my stepsons, which we don't call step, so I have seven sons, and each one of them learned to read differently. One, like, just pick up the book, read it front to back. So anybody who did that could do it with my five, I like to call them acts, just like as Shakespeare wrote, it worked for him, it'll work for me. Then some of my boys like to look at the pictures. I have 51 illustrations done by a Disney illustrator, which help create talking points for parents to teach their kids, of conservative kids overcoming obstacles at their lemonade stand, using proven conservative principles that have worked since our founding of our country. And that way parents can get a sense of it, they get the visual. And then also there's parables that go tie into each of the chapters. There's 51 short chapters. And some of my kids just like to open it up and read the chapter. Or, well, what do we mean by a housing crisis? Or how do we tackle illegal immigration? So it's short, pithy chapters.
And love that parents,
and well, I'm going to get it pithy being on Twitter with over 103,000 tweets.
Yes.
So.
You know, as a matter of fact, you can follow Janie Johnson on Twitter all the time, Jan. And so many people are following her as well because this book, you know, and we mentioned Sean Hannity, Fox News, and you're scheduled to go back, are you not?
I'm hoping to go back. I'm not allowed to say because it's not confirmed. And my husband says, don't get ahead of yourself.
That's what husbands are
good
for.
Right. That's right.
Well, I don't know if it's not so much ahead of myself, but that he has to pay or the fact that he has to watch my, our four boys.
Right. You know, you talk a lot about the fact that this is for conservatives, but there are a lot of independents out there that could benefit from this as well, don't you think?
Well, that's part of the reason why the book became so important is when I talked to my friends, I they would say, what is a conservative? They had no idea. The word is thrown around and beaten up so much. It's just conserving our founding principles, you know, limited government, free market capitalism. And then even to that, people don't know what free market capitalism. It just means being the master of your own fate, letting you, yourself, an individual decide their own future, maximizing their individual liberties without the government and central planners telling you what to do. Because when you don't have free market capitalism, that's that ladder that allows us to climb out of the hole, our circumstances that we were born into, and to make the best of our situation and circumstances. And we don't need the government digging our hole bigger, greasing up the sides of our ladder, or throwing dirt in our face as we try to climb out of that hole.
Right.
And so it became a book. That's why the universal title of The Lemonade Stand is universal to everyone, because that's the first real experience as children we have to learn our businesses. And then when people read my book and take the principles that are in my book and apply them, they too can keep their lemonade stands, their small business, and grow it into a large business and live their American dream.
Right. So what do you really want people to learn from your book? I mean, you've shared a lot with us, but what would you really like them to learn?
I'd like them to learn, to develop, and to learn their own philosophy of life. And I believe a conservative philosophy is best because it allows you the freedom from an oppressive, potentially oppressive government, and allows you to maximize your individual freedoms and the ability to pursue your dreams of through free market capitalism, through the rights of government not infringing on you. And that not only do we need to remind ourselves why America is great for this philosophy that's created, but that we need to teach it to our kids why America is great, why our values of personal responsibility and moral personal responsibility and moral character are so key to having a healthy nation in the future of America.
You know, Janie, one of the things that I happened to think when I saw on news that you had come out with your second book and how you got it published, I'm going, you know, she must have followed her first book as a blueprint to get the second book published, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I learned a lot from the first book of what not to do as a publisher, and that thinking and believing, you know, of what people say that they'll do as a story of life, you know. But when one door closes, another one opens. And I realized that, you know, it's up to me as a entrepreneur, as a small business owner, is what you have when you actually have a book and all the things that go with the small business is marketing yourself. So I took my 23,000 followers and I marketed to them and to other people and emails and on radio and talk radio. And I just did it myself as an independent author, and I've already making money on it.
Okay, and I'm sure that listeners would like to know, you say you have 23,000 followers. How did you get those?
That's a good question.
Was that a result of
perseverance,
the first book?
Perseverance
is part of it.
It is relentless persistence. With anything, you know, it's as Eddie likes to point out, you know, your book doesn't die, you do. It's work.
True.
Every
it's
day,
true.
It's work. And
that's
what I do
true.
Is on Twitter is I've decided that after my first book, I took a week off after the huge publicity campaign that came out of my book. I had no idea. I was a mom, a housewife in Nevada. All of a sudden, I went from that to going on Fox Business News, Fox News, Fox and Friends, going to New York 5 times, to all of a sudden, wow, 150 radio shows, interviews, blogs.
That's awesome.
It was crazy.
It's every author's dream, you know.
Yeah. Well, I kind of backed into it because I didn't really realize what I was getting myself into. And as a performer, former professional tennis player, I realized the challenges and being prepared and setting goals. But, you know, my goal was, you know, a New York Times bestseller, because I thought that would be a really great way to let everyone know about my book. But so making number one on Amazon, I thought was even better after realizing in the book world what the goals are and what to sell. So I decided then that, you know, anyone can do this if you work hard enough at it.
That's true. So tell us about Obama 2012 slogans rewritten. Give us some insight into that one.
Well, Obama, when he announced his reelection campaign in the beginning of last year.
That was the day after inauguration, wasn't it?
Actually, I don't think he's ever stopped campaigning. However, I just found it ironic that, you know, he decided to announce it formally, because everybody knew
everybody already knew
he has politics. Is that's his ideology, is just running for re-election. But so I thought it'd be fun to throw out a few slogans to help him out, since Hope and Change isn't working out so well. So I started with my news commentary of engaging, deciding to further engage in politics and to help people become what I call in my book the prescription to our rigged and corrupt system, is to become engaged and get informed. So I thought I'd help people get informed. And what I do is I read the news every day, 3 or 4 hours every day, and I take my top 30, 40 tweets.
Well, in between taking care of those four kids, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, running them. Like, I run them to the bus, so I'm late. And so I would do this, and at the end I would tag, you know, some hashtags, Obama 2012 slogans, to help them out. Like, you know, we turn safety nets into hammocks. Or, you know, compassionate communism. You know.
Right.
You know, instead of what he really says and what he pretends to be, what he really means. And so I found my tweepers really like those, and then they would send back slogans. And so then on Fridays, we'd have a little Friday fun, and we would play the hashtag game Obama 2012 slogans, and all my tweepers, other tweepers, they would start commenting. We just have this flow of going and hopefully
I was
going
to say, this
trend.
Sounds to me like it was a very natural thing. It wasn't something that you contrived and created.
It was just fun and witty and clever, and just you just take the news of the day and make up the slogans, like, you know, venture socialism, you know, socialism.
I do have to ask you, do you read your news on your phone? Do you read it on an iPad? Well, how do you read your news?
Mainly on the internet and computer at home, and cool. I use my iPad. And what happened was I'd be so busy with all my kids, I started making a Word document or email to myself, and then I would just get 30 or 40 tweets, and then I'd do reminders and different things. But these slogans really took off, and they became a great way to show people their way of what sounds good, the liberal way, and conservatives' way of our way of what works, truth, justice, and freedom.
Two questions, Janie Johnson. How do people get a hold of both books now? And the second question is, would you consider LaRue Press for book number 3?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always open to options. And my book's available on Amazon and on my website, www.jjauthor.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at jjauthor. And books are available on Kindle, Nook, pretty much all digital formats.
Great.
You know what, Janie, since you've come all the way from Gardnerville, Nevada to downtown Reno where we tape
hot
this
spot.
Show. That's right, the hot spot. We're going to ask you to actually stay on the set as Jan Hermsons interviews her second author here on Bookhound. This is Bookhound in front of a live audience, Reno Town Mall. We will be right back.
Come check out one of the Truckee Meadows' best-kept secrets, the Reno Town Mall, located at 4001 South Virginia. The Reno Town Mall is just steps away from the Reno Sparks Convention Center and is home to a variety of merchants, including a full-service grocery store, the all-new Food Source. Other tenants at the Reno Town Mall include the Washoe County Library, Burlington Coat Factory, Hong Kong Nails, Judy's Dance Shop, Milica's Hair Design, and the Murphy's Law Irish Pub and Sports Bar.
This unique urban mall will fit in perfectly with your busy lifestyle. Stop at the Aroma Club for your morning coffee or perhaps a quick business lunch at Round Table Pizza. The Reno Town Mall is also home to the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority, as well as a full-service Wells Fargo branch. Stop by the Reno Town Mall today for the best Reno has to offer.
Come check out one of the Truckee Meadows' best-kept secrets, the Reno Town Mall.
Right here in our country, we have a CPA who is doing business around the world, as a matter of fact. He's a CPA locally in the great state of Nevada, but has clients that range all the way to Paris, France. His name is Larry Bigler. He is a CPA. You can get a hold of Larry Bigler and check him out at LarryBigler.com. You can also email him at CPA@LarryBigler.com, or more importantly, why don't you give him a call at 775 area code 323-8131. That number again. Again, is 775-323-8131. That's Larry Bigler, CPA, the host of Money Matters, heard on Fox News Radio, 99.1 FM Talk, our flagship station throughout the state of Nevada and now nationwide, coast to coast and border to border.
Want to grow your business? Are you looking to move overstocked inventory or perishable assets? Look no further than the Western Trade Alliance, Northern Nevada's largest and fastest growing business-to-business barter company. The Western Trade Alliance has over 275 members and are adding more every week with offices in both Reno and Las Vegas. The Western Trade Alliance will help you to save money through barter, as well as increasing your sales, market share, and exposure in the community. Our talented trade brokers will show your business how to use barter for items like dining out, printing, or travel, just to name a few. Some exciting local members of the Western Trade Alliance include Bully's Sports Bar, Edge Merchant Processing, Nevada Matters Media, and Waking Girl Web Design. Call one of our trade brokers today at 775-636-8191 or visit us online at westerntradealliance.com. Grow your business with barter. Apply for a Western Trade Alliance account today.
We are back now with a Bookhound that is taped week after week right here in front of a live audience at the Reno Town Mall, directly across from the Reno Sparks Convention Center, brought to you by LaRue Press and hosted by none other than Jan Hermsen. Our first segment, we had a great author here in the state of Nevada, Janie Johnson of Don't Take My Lemonade Stand, her very first book. And it looks like, Jan, you've got another great author for segment number two.
I do, and actually, Amy Elizabeth is from Las Vegas, Nevada. That's where she's living currently. So we have two Nevadans today.
We love it.
Yes, we do. Welcome, Amy. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Jan. How are you?
Wonderful. You know, on the Bookhound, we do like to have you kind of personalize the show a bit and okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 48 years old, live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm single, two cats, eight girls.
Wonderful. And you're also telling us that you became a self-made millionaire, right?
That's true. It is.
Yes. Your book, Poverty Sucks, How to Become a Self-Made Millionaire, was published last year, right?
Correct.
Okay.
In November.
Yep. And in your book, you talk about the difference between what losers say versus what winners say. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I do.
Tell us about that.
Well, I believe that losers are a big fan of saying, I can't or I'll try, which really just sets themselves up for failure because they've already decided in their mind they're not going to succeed. Because saying, I'll try, is they're not words of commitment. Whereas winners say, I will and I can, because they believe in themselves. That doesn't mean that winners don't fail on occasion. We do. But if you don't believe absolutely in yourself, you won't even try, which will guarantee failure. But if you believe in yourself, you'll try your absolute best. You know, you'll come across mistakes along the way, but sooner or later, you'll get there.
Hi, Amy. This is Janie, the author of Don't Take My Lemonade Stand. I totally agree with where you're coming from. And as authors, don't you see a lot of the doors that just shut? It would just be easy just to go crawl back in your room and give up on your project? Or do you find that when authors, successful authors, they really just keep opening up new doors?
I think, you know, in the beginning it was tricky, and I kind of joke I'm doing the spaghetti system. I'm just throwing every idea I have to market my book at the wall and see what sticks.
Right.
And then I continue to pursue those that stick. The more publicity I get, the more credibility I have, and so the more publicity it generates and the more sales I get. And I actually got on the Amazon bestsellers list after I think just about 4 weeks with my ebook, the ebook version, No One Cuts Down Trees Anymore. But yeah, it's frustrating in the beginning, but you just don't quit. That's what, you know, winners say, I can and I will, so you just keep trying and sooner or later you find your way.
Right. Would you say that your book would only appeal to somebody who has never been in business, or would a seasoned entrepreneur also benefit from that?
Oh, no, definitely a seasoned entrepreneur could definitely benefit for a couple of reasons. First, a lot of them are so busy with the day-to-day operations that they don't even think about retirement planning. And secondly, I have many sections that can help improve their customer service, their sales, their management, automated business systems, which all result in more money and less stress for the seasoned business owner.
You know what I love, Jan? I love we've got two ladies who just would not take no for an answer and got the ball rolling and got two wonderful books, not only published, but became bestsellers on Amazon and throughout this nation of ours. I'll tell you what, I see a similarity between these two ladies.
You're absolutely right. I want to talk a little bit about, you talk about finding rental properties in your book. Since you're living in Las Vegas, properties are pretty abundant these days, I'm sure, with our economy being what it is and the foreclosure rate as high as it is. Do you think that your tips would also work in a really good economy?
Oh, absolutely. My business systems for rental properties work in any economy because they're based on math, and numbers never lie. If you run the numbers as described in my book and follow my system, it'll work no matter what the economy. The numbers will tell you if it's a good deal or a bad deal. So if it's a bad deal, you don't go through with it.
Hi, Amy. I have a question for you on
the
idea of where you find your rental properties. Are you finding that you can get really great renters in low-income areas with great people, or do you go to higher-income areas of Las Vegas? And where do you find that you have the better credit worthiness of your customers?
I try to go in the on the edge of the nicer areas of town because I have a motto that I never want to buy any rental property that I wouldn't be willing to live in myself because someday I may just have to. and I want it to be something so in a fairly nice neighborhood, but the smallest house in the nicest neighborhood.
Wow.
So that also my tenants then are feeling like they're taking a step up from whatever bad neighborhood they might have come from or lesser neighborhood. I don't have trouble finding good tenants. Again, I have a system for that in the book on how to locate them and, you know, how to screen them. And most of my tenants, because I take very good care of them, they stay for years and years. I think my longest tenant is 9 years right now, and
wow.
She says up and down she won't rent from anyone else but me.
That's great. And I don't want to mislead our listeners. I want to make sure that they understand the book is not just about purchasing properties. It can apply to any business venture. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. It's about becoming a self-made millionaire and retiring early. It gives you many ways to do that, whether through starting a business, selling it, having a manager run it for you, rental properties, and investing in paper assets. It really covers everything.
So do you think people who aren't in business or who don't want to start a business can become millionaires also?
Oh, absolutely. With a frugal lifestyle and a well-disciplined savings and investment plan, many people have become millionaires by age 65 while working jobs just earning them $30,000 to $50,000 a year.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, Jan, I have a question for you. Actually, comes from the audience right now, and it concerns LaRue Press, because before we close out this segment, we have Janie Johnson on the set with us and Amy, but people are asking questions about, you have three distinct ways. You know, I remember when Wayne Dyer was telling us basically that when he got started, he just threw a bunch of books in the back of a station wagon and went around to various radio shows and tried to sell them all.
Right.
And it's changed quite a bit. We heard Janie talk about, you know, actually marketing herself, what it sounds like Amy certainly did down in Las Vegas. But how about those three different methods for future authors who are listening to Bookhound?
Sure, be glad to share that again. We have three different methods that we like to promote, and those include self-publishing, which is similar to what Janie and Amy have done. We also have imprints. In other words, you can use our name and we'll help you get that book out there. You maintain all your rights. And then we also have traditional publishing, which is traditional. We pay for everything, but then you take a little less cut and you also lose the rights to that for that period of time under contract.
I tell you what, that answers our questions right now. Now, Amy, how can people get a hold of your book, the people who are not just in our audience here at Reno Town Mall, but happen to be listening on Fox News Radio, 99.1 FM Talk, our flagship? How do they get a hold of your book?
There's two ways. They can go to Amazon, or they can go directly to my website at www.amyelizabeth.net. Amy is spelled A-I-M-E-E. And Elizabeth is E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H.
Great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And Janie, one more time before we close out Bookhound, how do people get a hold of Don't Take My Lemonade Stand? And also give the new people in the audience and the people who may have just tuned in to Fox News Radio the name of your new book and how they can get a hold of either book.
Oh, my new book, Obama 2012 Slogans Rewritten, will be found on Amazon and also on my website at jjauthor.com.
Perfect. And don't forget, you can always look for these at www.lrpnv.com. If you can't find a book, just ask. We'll find it for you.
And you know, Jan, before we close out, so many people need to know this. LaRue Press has created this show, Bookhound, so that we can highlight very, very successful authors like Amy and Janie, and we're doing today, but also new authors that are just getting started who want to promote an upcoming book. That also can be done right here on Bookhound.
That's right. They can contact us at either the phone, 775-849-3814, or go to the website lrpnv.com and hit the contact us button and just ask your questions.
Amy, one last question, okay?
Sure.
When's the next book coming out? Okay? Are we just going to take those $1 million and kick back in Las Vegas for a while?
I may kick back for a little while.
I don't blame you. Maybe
the promoting of the first book slows down a little, then I may have time to write the second.
And there you go.
I love that. Well, let me tell you, let me be the first one here on the set of Bookhound and the audience here at Reno Town Mall tell both you and Janie Johnson that all of us are looking forward to your next publication, as well as, if we haven't, reading the first.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
This has been Bookhound, a part of Fox News Radio 99.1 FM Talk.
Hi, this is Elaine Voigt with My Journey Home, and I wanted to make everybody aware of the computers that we have for sale. The sponsors of the veteran shows here on 99.1 are sponsoring veterans. For $150, you can buy a veteran computer, mouse, monitor, and keyboard, so they have a computer to use at home. Then it's loaded with Microsoft Word 7 and Microsoft Office 2007. You can reach us on our Facebook page, which is myjourneyhomenv.org, or you can reach us at our office at 825-8118, 825-8118, and those computers are also available for anybody who needs one at home. They're $150. You can get a mouse, keyboard, monitor, computer.
Plus, all the training required to get that veteran back into the workplace and back into society. Plus, remember, listen to all of our veteran shows right here on 99.1 FM Talk, Fox News Radio. That's Tipping Point with Boone Cutler, The Wounded Veteran with Bill Thomas, and Situation Report with Dr. Robert Prima.
Hey guys, this is Josh, the Big Show McCarthy, and I just want to remind you to tune in every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. for Bubba's Bet Sports Talk. Brought to you by the Rail City Ale House. Bubba's Bet Sports Talk Radio, heard right here on 99.1 FM Talk.